science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From EUFOOD, the European Food Information Council. The Eureka Network of Excellence is an EU-funded initiative aiming to develop methods to standardise the process of setting micronutrient recommendations in Europe. Currently, there's no standard way of setting nutrition recommendations, and so different organisations use various differing methods in this process. This results in variations from one member state to another. A major part of Eureka's work is to review the existing literature relevant to setting micronutrient recommendations. Among other focus areas, Eureka has looked closer into studies investigating the micronutrient needs of individuals. In other words, what intake people need to achieve to maintain a certain micronutrient level in their blood. Although the reviewed studies address the same issue, they don't always show the same results. This is because studies may have been carried out differently. For example, some may have been carried out with younger people, or some with older people. Some may have been with people with an underlying disease, while others may have been with very healthy individuals. These differences may all have influenced the results of the studies. Dr. Pieter van 't Veer, Professor of Nutrition and Epidemiology at Wageningen University, is part of Eureka work, bringing together this data and looking at ways to use it in setting micronutrient recommendations. What has Eureka done with this information that could help in setting recommendations in the future?
So we are now have developed also a statistical methodology which helps to summarize those data and to estimate what the chance is of not reaching the required level at a given level of intake. So, and then you can say, okay, how much more should we eat for certain micronutrients by just the general foods, but how much more do we need to reach the required level? And we developed a statistical methodology to do that, which can be applied to all the different micronutrients in a similar way. And I think that's quite innovative to do it, because so far, in the studies done so far, this has always been done by very specialized methods for each nutrient in a different way. And now we have a sort of a common approach.
What impact do you expect this work will have in the future?
Well, of course, it was quite a unique opportunity in this Eureka project that we could develop this methodology and that we could really collate all the different studies that are relevant to doing this. And it was a huge job. But by the fact that we have developed the methodology to do this, we hope, by making that available on the website and by scientific publications and so on, we hope and we expect that for nutrients that are not yet, where we have no recommendations for yet and where they need to be set, that for those micronutrients, it will be possible to follow a similar strategy so that the way how it is being derived and how we set recommendations or require reference intakes for populations is going to be comparable between countries all over Europe and maybe even worldwide. So I hope that will be remembered as a way, as a new innovative element of this Eureka project.
So Eureka has developed this methodology that could be used in the process of setting micronutrient recommendations. What's the next step in this field of research?
I think a next step could be in saying, okay, it's good to know what micronutrients we need, but people do not eat micronutrients, people eat foods. So the next step could be and say, okay, what micronutrients go together in certain foods or in certain dietary patterns? So how can we translate these recommendations to dietary patterns that people can recognize in their daily life and that they know when they go shopping, I should have this and this and this type of foods and or this quality of the products rather than another variant or product in the same category. And if you can help people making those choices, then in fact the recommendations are translated to practice of to the daily practice of shopping, and then they can be translated in better health of people in their daily lives. I think that's what I hope that will happen as the end result of this. And that would be an important next step in research.
Science-based information on food, nutrition and safety. From EUFOOD, the European Food Information Council.